Hello and welcome to Pray 365 with Just a Guy. So today, before we get started, I wanted to look at some scripture, a verse from Psalms 42. And I have in there, it's verse 4 in the summary. It says, "These things I remember as I pour out my soul, how I used to go to the house of God under the protection of the Mighty One, with shouts of joy and praise among the festive throng." So when David was low, because he was very, very low at this point in time, verse 3, just prior to this, where it reads, "My tears have been my food day and night, while people say to me all day long, 'Where is your God?'" I know I've felt like that before. Extremely low, extremely troubled, and so, so sad and hurt and fearful. To the point where I felt like, "Where is my God? Where are you, Father?" And David says here, "These things I remember as I pour out my soul." As he's praying, he remembers his blessings. He remembers the joy of the Lord. He remembers those things in those days. He remembers those better times, those blessings of God, and knows that God's there and he's here with us in our trials and tribulations. So with that, let's go to God in prayer. Holy Father, thank you. Thank you for hearing us. Thank you for talking to us. Thank you for fellowshipping with us. Holy Spirit, I pray that this would be a prayer from you that shares our hearts, that shares our concerns, shares our blessings and our praises. Because God, you're the creator of all. Everything good is from you. And I am so grateful for who you are and the fact that you want to be in my life. You want to fellowship with me. You want us to be able to fellowship with you to such a level that you came to earth in the form of a man, lived a sinless life, and then died as the perfect sacrifice. It's just an amazing, amazing concept. And Lord, I know there are times when we're all so low, when we're struggling with our own challenges, when we're struggling with how to pay bills, how to take care of our children, how to bless our kids, how to bless you. It's really one of those times where we just at times don't see the light. And yet David gives us the example. He gives us the example of what to do. And it's to remember that you are there. There is the joy. There is the fellowship. There is the blessings. And when we remember how you've already loved us and cared for us, our hearts are lifted up a little bit more. So, Father, I come before you seeking out your will for us, seeking out your desires. Because it's always often a prayer of, Lord, I need help. But today, Lord, let's pray. Let's praise you. Let's praise you for the blessings of our families. Let's praise you for our children and spouses. Let's praise you for our parents that you've been so kind to give us, and the loved ones that you've surrounded us with, the friends who care about us, who call us, who check in on us, who really do care. the brothers and sisters who are out there. Lord, you've blessed us with family and loved ones. I'm so grateful. You've blessed us with a nation to live in that is the, has been the most respected and loved, the nation that people do all sorts of crazy things to come to because of what it offers. Because you bless this nation. You blessed this land with resources, with freedom, with wisdom, with protection. Lord, we're so grateful and I thank you so much for it. I thank you for this United States. All of the flaws, all of the challenges. Lord, I'm so grateful for how you've taken care of us over the centuries. And I just pray and ask, Lord, for your continued blessing upon this land. Protection for her from ourselves as we go through these trials. And I just pray, Lord, that we would have a revival amongst all of us. That our hearts would turn back to you. But Lord, we are grateful for her, for this land. And Lord, I'm thankful for the relationship I have with you, that I can come before you. When everything seems sideways, when everything is upside down, when my heart is troubled beyond compare, when my tears or my fears are running rampant, Lord, I thank you that you answer those prayers, that you come and be beside me, and that you have my best interest in mind. So, Lord, I just thank you this day. Praise you for it. And I pray, Father, that I would do your will. I ask that our children would be taken care of, our loved ones, those you've blessed us with, Father. Please protect them. And most of all, introduce them, Holy Spirit, to you. If they don't know you, may they feel your presence. But we love them so much and we're so fortunate for them, Lord. Thank you. Thank you, Lord God. So thankful for all that you've done, for the many blessings, for the resources you've given us, the food we have day in and day out. I just pray, Lord, that today we would remember your blessings and thank you for them each time we think about them. May you be honored and glorified by our day today. May we love you with our whole being, our whole heart, and our souls. And may we love our neighbor as ourselves. I just pray this in Jesus' name. Amen. Hey, thanks for joining me at Pray 365. I hope you have a great day.